Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the RIP Tour Podcast. This is your next episode. We don't even know what we're doing. I can't even do an introduction correctly, so we're just going to roll with it. There's two of us this evening because everybody else decided to bail.
Yeah.
Isn't that like them? Honestly, here, Liz is with me. Hello, Liz. How are you?
Hi.
The Americans are here, but the Brits, you know,
yeah,
kind of a little fishy tonight. So
Mom had to organize everybody. So
I know. Thank God. Thank God for Mom. But Liz, how the hell are you?
I am doing well. I can't believe it's been so long since we've recorded. I didn't even remember how to set up.
I think we're both having issues this evening going, I don't know what's happening.
Like, what is this? What is a podcast?
We talk. I think that's all we do.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Yeah. So as you could tell from the title, we are going to talk about our time at Sir Henry's. And unfortunately, I have not gotten to Howl a Scream. I know Mom's going to yell at me right now. Mm-hmm. But Liz is going to go over her review at that. So we're going to go over both places tonight, which is nice. But before we get into that, let's talk about some HHN. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while.
Just a little bit. So, just a little all right. Chat. Yeah. So, I think you're going to blow me away with this. So, how many nights have you been? Have you attended so far, Liz?
I have done 13 nights so far.
You're killing me. I have done 8.
Well, Brady's catching up to me though.
Brady always. He was there. He went last night, and he was like, "Oh, come on!" I was like, "Dude, I am so tired." Like yesterday was my first day off. Like not like I don't have anything planned. And I was like, me and my bed have a date. And he's like, oh, all right. I understand. Just between work and school and apprenticing and all that kind of stuff. And
I'll get it's understandable. That. I took a full week off of Horror Nights this past week. It's the first time I've missed something from opening night. I've gone at least one night of every weekend up until this past weekend. I finally took a week off.
Yeah, but don't you feel like you have to? I feel like every year there's like, you get to a point where you're like, okay, I need a break for a minute.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I am jonesing to be back there.
I mean, no, I get week. It. I get jonesing. It, but I just feel like, at least for the last however many years, you know, me and Brady have been going, I feel like there's always a time or a spot where we're just like, yeah, I just kind of need a break for a few days. And then it's the same thing. It's like, okay, I'm jonesing again.
Now I miss it.
I need to go. So,
yep.
But I'll be back there this week. So
same.
I'll make sure I get up to my double digits like I usually do. So, all right. So what are your current favorites? We'll go with House first. We'll say favorites. Well, let's not leave it at what is the top, because you know we're going to do that at the end anyway. So what are some of your favorite houses? How's that?
Yeah. So my top houses have drastically changed, and I don't know how much more they're going to change. But there's still a few more weeks. There's time, but yeah, my current headliner is Darkest Deal. I have fallen in love with that house.
All right,
loving it, and Yeti too. But Darkest Deal is just loving it.
That's awesome.
What about you?
I mean,
don't do it.
We can have this conversation now, or we can have it later.
We need to save it.
But I will say that The Exorcist is definitely up there. I'm still loving Blood Moon. Darkest Deal is starting to move up for me. I think the issue is I was having bad runs in the house. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the last few runs I've had have been so much better. So that's starting to move up. I also feel like Monsters is starting to move up too, because it's getting better.
It's been moving up my list too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been getting better, at least in my eyes. I still love Dueling Dragons. I still love Yeti. We all know my bottom two, but we'll get to that another time. So, do you have a favorite zone?
Yeah. I mean, it's
I love that. Yeah, maybe. Well,
it's Vamp 69 still for me. I just think that the actors in there, just every single time I walk through, they're just killing it.
I have to agree. I don't know if I have a favorite, and I don't even know if I have like a forerunner, if you will, a front runner. But yeah, every time I do walk through Vamp 69, they're the scare actors in there are always having fun and killing it.
A blast. And they're never just like walking. They're always walking, like zooming through there. It's terrifying.
Exactly. I know. And especially when it gets dark out and you're just like, I don't know who's who anymore.
Exactly.
I love, what's the jungle? Why can't I ever think of it?
Jungle of Doom.
I love the concept of it, and I love the way it looks.
I love the costumes.
Yeah, but I just feel like execution, and I think they need to calm down with the fog.
Hey, now. Gary got a wonderful scare.
Okay, so I...
thanks to that fog.
Because you messaged us, and we're like, you have to watch it. So I had to watch it. I was like... So I watched it before I went on my walk before, and I was like, oh my God.
That fog.
But it's funny, though, because you see how thick that fog is, because mm-hmm. all of a sudden you see Gary, and then Gary's gone. Like, you just can't see anything.
Oh, it was so good, though.
I'm all about the fog and being in there, but I think it's too much in there because you can't see anything. And I think that's kind of a safety issue.
Yeah.
Especially in there, like, I'm going to walk into somebody, a scare actor or somebody else.
But now Gary gets a boo buck, so.
Yeah, exactly. Everything else is, it's okay. I kind of like the Zodiac zone. I like Vamp 69, but I don't have any front runners at this time. You know, I feel like the houses are it this year and the zones are not.
Completely agreed.
So.
Same page.
All right, so now the most important question. Of our HHN update today.
I was really hoping he was going to be here to answer this for himself.
But it doesn't matter because now we're just gonna trash him. So how many times has Ash failed to save the kingdom? So Liz, you were just telling me how many times. So how many times has Ash failed?
I believe, because I don't think he went to Halloween Horror Nights this past week. I believe he is currently 0-7.
That is unreal to me.
He is yet to see Merlin. He is yet to save the kingdom.
Either way.
Yes. Either side. He has never seen Merlin. If you see Ash going for a side, you just pick the other one.
Yes, correct. I was just going to say, if by chance any of you guys listening are friends with us or just happen to come with us, please go the opposite way that Ash does, because mm-hmm. Ash is guaranteed to lose. Sorry, Ash. I'm sorry for your luck. Have you gotten everything? Have you gotten both winners and both losers?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, cool.
And I've actually figured out the set times now. I'm just not going to tell him until he hasn't seen it the final night.
Do maybe. Not. No, otherwise... don't even tell him on the final night. Don't even tell him. I want him to do it on his own and just lose every just single lose. Time.
He'll never
sorry,
know.
Ash. We love you.
Amazing.
Anyway. And then you got any stories or any other ideas for HHN? Anything cool?
No, I think that was it. I mean, Gary as a scare actor was great. We already talked about that. So
yeah, crazy. How do you feel the crowds have been this year?
Oh, awful. it's just so many people. It's just so many people. I've had two nights. One was the first quote unquote sold out night. That was absolutely lovely because I assume everyone who lived in Orlando saw that it was sold out and it was a Thursday night and they're like, nah, we'll stay home. Correct. It was glorious.
That's nice.
And then I've had one other Wednesday night that was reasonable, but otherwise just packed. Yeah.
Same. I don't think there's been a night so far that I've been there where I was like, yeah, it's not busy. It is. but I did hear because Brady went last night. I don't think you were there, right?
No, I was not.
The weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's so unfortunate that it's not going on tonight or tomorrow night.
I know. I would have driven tonight for sure.
Oh, it is beautiful outside. I just took my walk and I actually had to wear a hoodie. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Doesn't matter that it's a Monday. I would have been there for sure.
With this weather? Absolutely. Uh-huh. I'm hoping it sticks around till Wednesday. I think that's maybe we'll still have Wednesday night, which might be nice weather, but I think it's going to be a little bit warmer.
I think it's starting... Wednesday to get warmer again, but not too bad. It's not going to be like before.
No, but I mean, last night, tonight, tomorrow night here, I don't know about you, but it's going to be mid-50s.
Yep. It's amazing.
This is the kind of weather I want.
I know.
So I said, if we could have HHN in actual fall weather, could you imagine how amazing that would be?
Those are my favorite nights of Halloween Horror Nights. So if only it was the entire season.
I know. I love hoodie nights. It's my favorite.
The best.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into the thick of it. We were invited out to Sir Henry's Haunted Trail for their media night. And all of us, me, Liz, Gary, and Ash, we all love Sir Henry's.
Absolutely.
And this year was kind of special because it is their 10th season. And I feel like they really, they upped their game this year. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. The new Haunted Hayride thing is just amazing.
I can't wait to talk about that. We'll get to that in a minute. But Yeah. So let's see. We attended Sir Henry's for media night earlier in September. Liz has been back. I don't even know how many nights now. You're working on your free shirt.
Yes. So they added a thing this year that there's a few different tiers to it, but if you go 5 nights, you get a free shirt. So I'm working on getting the free shirt.
Yeah.
So I'm awesome. Technically at 4 nights because of the media event, but that doesn't count. So I'm at 3 nights just attending as a guest.
Nice. Did you end up getting their annual pass?
Yes, I have the season pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, season pass. Sorry.
Yeah.
I should say that. And like I said, they're celebrating their 10th season this year. The theme is the witching season, featuring 3 haunted trails, 1 haunted hayride, 2 escape games, and more food, drink, all that kind of other good stuff. Just remember, tickets must be purchased before you attend. So make sure you're checking their website for reservations before you attend. I just had to get the shirts because I did not know if I was going to get back again or not.
Right.
So, which they had a deal that night. I don't know if they're still doing it, but it was like, I think it was 2 for $40 instead of 25 a piece, which was nice. So I bought the actual event one, and then I bought the haunted hayride one because I was like, I need that one too.
So I bought the hayride one.
Nice.
Assuming that I'll get the witching season one as my free t-shirt.
Nice. Okay. That's cool. Okay, so let's get into it. You want to talk about the opening ceremony that they have now at Sir Henry's?
So that's brand new for this year. And at first I thought maybe that was just for the media night, but no, that is every single night of the event at the beginning of the night. If you get there for that first reservation time, which you do have to have the earliest reservation time to see it, there is an opening ceremony with Sir Henry and all the various characters that you'll see in the courtyard. They come out and scare you, and Sir Henry drives his car through. It's amazing.
It is pretty sick. I also love that they have a new entranceway.
Yeah, they have turnstiles.
Turnstiles. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And the, I don't want to call it arches, but like the big entranceway also has stairs that lead up to the top, and there's like a platform up there. And when we were leaving media night, Sir Henry was up there just hanging out and waving, and I thought that was kind of cool that he was up there just hanging out. So,
yeah, greeting everybody.
Yeah. But opening ceremonies, very cool. So shall we get into houses, or do we want to talk about everything else first?
We can talk about the houses.
All right, let's go.
Dive in.
All right. So the first house is Moonlight Massacre. So this is basically the werewolf house. So yes. Liz, talk about it.
Yeah. So it has a brand new facade this year. So if you've been to Sir Henry's before, they do new trails every single year. But a lot of times it's, you know, a former trail that's been reimagined with a new story. So this year, a lot of the sets when you walk through the trail are the same as Headless from last year, but it got a brand new facade, which looks amazing. The lighting that they have set up on it. Mm-hmm. So good. And this is their, I would venture to say, the longest trail. Wicked Waters might be tying it at this point, 'cause it's a pretty long trail when you weave through all of that. But I still think Moonlight Massacre is the longest.
Yeah, I would agree. And I was kind of worried, too, that this was going to get cut shorter because of the hayride, because I didn't know where exactly it was going to go. But to me, it just kept going again. So I was like, they didn't really cut too much, if anything.
No, they didn't have to cut anything. It's the same path.
Mm-hmm. And I just love that whole like little town that you walk through.
Yes.
Once you get like toward the middle there. Oh, my God. This is one of my, I think this one is like one of my favorites. Like, no matter what's in this house, I just love this area because it's inside and then it's outside.
Yes. You get the full, you're walking through buildings, mm-hmm. you're walking through facades, you're walking through full sets. It's the most immersive.
Yeah. This one was pretty solid. I got a lot of scares in this. And again, I want to preface this with Sir Henry's. As compared to like HHN scare actors, always killing it, but they're limited. You know, they have triggers and they're supposed to do, you know, whatever they're supposed to do. You know, they can, you know, lean here and there or whatever. But with the scare actors at Sir Henry's, I mean, they basically do whatever the hell they want.
Yes.
Talk to you, yell at you. We literally had, it was in the werewolf house. No, I'm sorry. It was in Wicked Waters, but we had somebody literally, once we got to their scene, followed us almost all the way through to the end of the house.
Oh yeah. So last night I went to Sir Henry's
and
I was,
cool.
I was alone because Ash bailed on me.
Man, that guy is always bailing.
So Ash bailed on me. So I was there by myself. So I did some solo walkthroughs of these houses. And let me tell you, if you were there by yourself, you get followed a whole lot more.
I believe it too. And they're still pulsing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another fantastic thing that they do at Sir Henry. So not only the scare actors, you know, basically having carte blanche, like just mess you up all the way. If they want to follow you all the way through the end of the house. Now I don't even know where I was going. What were we just saying?
Pulsing.
What is this?
What is a podcast?
Pulsing. I love this. And I can't remember what it is, but it, depending on how busy it is, it's either 30 seconds or 45 seconds. If it's a slow night, they'll pulse you a little longer.
Yeah.
In between, if it's a little busier, then they'll bump it up to like 30 seconds instead of 45 seconds. But I think that's a huge difference because that's an extra 15 seconds that you have. And if you're doing it by yourself, I can't even imagine.
Oh yeah. I had some fun, some fun stories from last night, but the other thing about Sir Henry's that I think is important is that every single night is going to be different because the scare actors are volunteers.
Yeah.
So every single night you go, you're going to have different people in different roles. Usually the courtyard characters are a lot of the same actors. They're the, you know, the Sir Henry's tried and true, but a lot of the other trail actors are volunteers. So each walkthrough is going to be a little different, which is why I like going multiple nights. Cause for instance, two trips ago in that courtyard area of the werewolf house, they had a slider, which we didn't see that during media night. And I didn't see that my other two nights, but that one particular night they had someone who was a slider and they were setting off sparks sliding through.
Okay. So obviously I didn't get that, you know, on media night as well, but I think we saw that at Christmas. We actually saw a slider in there and I thought that was pretty awesome. So that's cool that they're bringing that, like, you know, that they can bring that back.
It just depends on the night, you know, who's available.
Sure. Exactly. So overall, Werewolf House, fantastic.
Yes.
Sick. All right, let's move on to the second house. I think this is probably the most iconic, no pun intended, facade of Sir Henry's, because this is the mansion. It's always, I don't think they'll ever change this, and I don't think they should, because it's just fantastic. You know what I mean? But this one was Tales of the Dead, and this is basically Sir Henry's icon house. See, no pun intended from before. I thought this house was a lot of fun. this was just cool because we got if you guys have read the books, you get all the characters. They're in this house, which I think is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such, you know, that they finally did something like that, especially after reading, you know, the first two books. I haven't read the third one yet, so I need to get the third one.
I know, it's spooky season. It's busy.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I every time I go through this house, that damn closet scene, it is just, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about if you guys have ever been to Sir Henry's and gone through this house.
Hello.
Hello. That closet scene, you're walking in, it what seems like forever.
Yes.
But it is just so tight, and I don't know what's going on, and I always get scared in there because there are scare actors just jumping out at me. Like, I hear them. You can hear them, but you don't know where they are because they're yelling at you.
Yep.
But what did you think about this house?
So I've had three really awesome walkthroughs of this. There was one night where it was just a little off, but the other nights I have seen so many of the various characters. You've got Vex and Poppy, and yes, Poppy, they're following you through the house. And if you know their names and you say their names, you get a lot of extra attention. So last night I said, "Hi, Poppy." And she was like, "Oh, you know who I am." And then I got followed for multiple scenes after
That's awesome.
So yeah, and I love that it's new actors playing those roles, because a lot of those same roles are out in the courtyard area being played by the people who originated them. So you've got like the younger generation in the house taking over these characters as their own, and they're killing it. They're doing such a good job.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. I feel like every time we talk about Sir Henry's, the scare actors are just top notch. And just like you said, they're volunteers. They're not getting paid for this.
Right. And so, it's a lot of, you know, children. It's a lot of young yep. actors that are killing it.
And you know what? They're ramping themselves up, you know, if they want to do and go too big and, you know, bigger mm-hmm. things. I won't say better. I'll just say bigger things.
Yes.
Which is, I think, fantastic. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the minor leagues.
Yep.
All right. Anything else on Sir Henry's house?
The only thing yeah. I will say that I'm sad yeah. about is that on media night, at the very end, we saw Sir Henry, like a version of Sir Henry. And okay. when you first walk in the house, one of the things they tell you is you might even see Sir Henry himself. But I haven't seen Sir Henry himself at the end again since media night. And I don't know if I just have terrible timing or maybe. If they've changed that. Yeah. Because sometimes it is just timing based and maybe I've just missed it every time. But that's the only little sadness I have because it was really cool to see him at the end.
It's like your ash at Sir Henry's.
I know.
Oh, for whatever.
No, but you saw
Sir Henry on media night, so that counts.
Yes.
So you at least got that. So, mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the last house, which, in my opinion, not that it matters, I think is the best house.
I agree.
So Wicked Waters, this is basically the Swamp Witch House. This house is not only scary as hell, but it's just fantastic to go through.
Like, yes.
Just the scenes, everything about this house, I love. Love, love, love. Like, I got so many scares in this house, and that's what I want. So, Liz, yeah. you agree this is the best house, huh?
Yes. I
did not think you were going to agree with that.
Oh, no, I agree. I got wrecked on media night going through this house.
Same.
I've been a little better without having the camera in my face, but having the camera blinded me a little bit. And I just, yeah. I mean, I just got wrecked going through. I got every scare, I swear. And yeah. There's, without giving it away,
uh-huh.
you know, the dock scene that you walk through, there's yes. a special effect about halfway through.
Yes.
That made me actually scream. And I was very
nice.
Embarrassed, but
no, yeah. nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
Yes. Now, on my second trip to Sir Henry's, I went with a group of friends, and we had already done all three houses. We got back in line to do Wicked Waters again because the regular line wasn't very long. So we got in line for it, and it awesome. Started torrential downpouring.
Oh, no.
As we went through the house. So let me tell you, it's hard to go back through that house again without the water effects because it was quite the experience going through the house with it pouring rain. And all the actors are still scaring you, but, you know, it's an outdoor trail.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we had umbrellas. We were getting stuck in the stuff in face, and it was hysterical. The swamp river scene with the laser yes. was yep. very effective with the water pouring through it.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh man, that must have been awesome.
So yeah, we were teasing Sir Henry afterwards that he spared no expense on the water effects nice. That night.
Good man. Yep. Good man. He did that on purpose.
Yeah.
This is actually the house. So that same dock scene, mm-hmm. there's a gentleman that's on that dock.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that followed us almost all the way to
nice.
The end of the house.
Nice.
And I was just, like, I just kept looking. I think this was the one where we had Gary filming.
Oh, boy.
So Jason was in front of him with the light and I was behind. So this one I just kind of enjoyed. But I had to keep looking over my shoulder because I'm like, this guy's following me. He keeps following me. He keeps following me. And I just had to keep looking the whole time. I mean, it was freaky because he's saying things and... what's funny is if you're with other people and you say people's names,
oh,
these
yeah.
scare actors pick up on that.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Well, last night I had an amazing actor in Moonlight Massacre where I walked into the church and
yeah.
he uh-huh. was in a different spot than they normally stand.
Okay.
So he scared me. He got me. I got.
Got.
And I said, oh, geez. And he started repeating that back to me as if he was like a crazy person, just going, oh, geez, oh, geez, oh, geez. Oh,
that's
following
awesome.
Me through.
That
so
is
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I love it.
All right. So those are the three houses. So, Liz, if you had to rank these, I think they're all fantastic, but like, what would be your 1, 2, and 3?
Based on the walkthroughs as a whole,
mm-hmm.
I would do Wicked Waters as 1. Tales of the Dead is 2 and Moonlight Massacre is 3 for me this year.
Nice. I'm almost the same. I would be Wicked Waters, then Moonlight Massacre, then Tales of the Dead.
That's fair.
And again, there's I think they're all fantastic. It's just personal preference and taste. That's all. Whereas, you know, if we want to talk about HHN, I have a house that I just don't like. So does Liz, but Liz is wrong about it. So.
wait, we have one we both don't like. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's fair. All right, so let's move into the courtyard. I love the courtyard. The courtyard is always, always awesome because they have the scare actors just roaming around. The atmosphere is fantastic. To me, it reminds me of back home. I'm originally from New York, so it just kind of like that whole, like it really just reminds me of the local haunt back home. Obviously, minus the, you know, 60 degree weather, which we're having now, which is fantastic. But you kind of forget, you know, except for the heat, you know, that you're in Florida, and it's kind of fantastic. What are some of your highlights in the courtyard there?
Oh, yeah. I just love the interactions. And again, each night you go, you'll see different characters. There's been some solid ones this year. Like I've seen Poppy every single time.
Yes.
I have seen Beatrice, I think, every single time. But otherwise, it's a whole variety of characters and you never know who you're going to get. And they're always interacting. You can never feel safe. If you want to have full-blown conversations and character, they'll have those with you. So that interactivity is, I think, a highlight.
Fantastic.
Yes. You can't just eat a corn dog in peace. You might have someone come over and have a little conversation or mess with you while you're having your corn dog or your snow cone. So
I know they might try to get your corn dog. You never know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You can never trust Vex when Vex is around.
Ooh. Yeah. Exactly. There's some great photo opportunities around there. There's food, there's drink. What do they have? They have two escape rooms. I don't remember the names off the top of my head.
I don't either.
Yeah, two escape rooms. And then they also have, did they have the laser tag? We just didn't
They're not doing the laser tag. This year. Okay. But they have the axe throwing.
Oh, yeah, the axe throwing.
That's right. And the skull toss game this year.
Yes. Okay, that's right. They also have, you know, up their merchandise game as usual. There's t-shirts. I mean, keychains, earrings, candles,
pumpkin butter. We bought pumpkin butter and sweet potato butter. It's amazing.
Do they still have? I don't think they had it, or they sold out of it very quickly. Was the beer?
They normally do.
Or the cider, or whatever it is.
Yeah, they normally do, but I have not been back over there to look to see if they still have it.
Okay, that's fair. But that usually goes very quickly.
Yeah. So. It's delicious.
It is. And I think that's it. The way the courtyard is kind of set up, it's, you know, they have the in the middle where there's a little house where, you know, it's all lit up and stuff. And that's kind of the main focus. And then around everything, they have the merchandise, the food, the photo ops, the escape rooms, axe throwing, everything else. And then the three mazes. But Liz, I want to talk about this because I've been excited to talk about this. The haunted hayride that added. I mean, at least in my eyes, I don't think there is another Florida haunt out there that I know of that does a haunted hayride.
I saw one other.
I could be wrong.
I saw one other started this year.
Okay.
But as far as I know, these are the only two hayrides in Florida. And again, we could be wrong, but those are the only two I have ever seen before.
Yeah. This was by far the greatest addition that they could have done. And I don't think they'd ever get rid of this now.
Right. I think they'll just make it bigger and better.
Yes. So if I have any complaints about the haunted hayride, it's just too short for me.
Yeah.
That's the only complaint. Otherwise, I think this is fantastic. You know, there's different scenes where you drive through and then you stop and then, you know, the scare actors do their little bit and then other people come out of nowhere to scare the crap out of you. I think this is a spoiler. Sorry, but the Headless Horseman is on the haunted hayride trail, which I think, yeah.
Well, okay. I would preface this with that. I have not seen the Headless Horseman since.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, so I wonder if we just got it. Do you think we got it just for media?
I do think that the Headless Horseman is supposed to be there, but I think it's only select nights because I think it's, you know, whoever the person is who is the Headless Horseman with the horse. That's
true. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, I think they can only do certain nights, and I have been on a Friday, I've been on a Saturday, and now I've been on a Sunday, and I have yet to see again, which is breaking my heart.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is.
That was so awesome. I remember turning the corner and I'm like, oh my God, the Headless Horseman's back here. I was like, this is fantastic.
That was definitely a highlight for us too. So I've been very sad. I keep looking every time I go to that scene. I'm like waiting, hoping, but so far I have not caught the Headless Horseman again.
Yeah. If I had to tell you guys anything, there is going to be a wait for the hayride.
Yeah.
So depending on when you want to do it, if you get there at, you know, one of the first reservations, yes, it's going to be light out, but you should be able to get on it pretty quickly because that's what we were able to do. Because by the end of the night, I know, Liz, we talked to you. What'd you wait for, about 45 minutes or so?
We waited 45 minutes. I will say that last night they were doing some queue management. So when I walked up to do the hayride, I have the season pass. The season pass comes with front of the line. But when I walked up, she asked, have you done all three trails yet? So they were trying to do some queue management of getting people to go do other things and then come back.
Oh, that's good.
So they are working on it. Yeah. And it didn't look like when I got in line, it didn't look like it was any longer than what I'd waited in. During media night. So
nice. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. I love this. Fantastic. Sir Henry's, you did a fantastic job with this haunted hayride. Like I said, I just wish we could have made it longer. I know you only have so much property back there and stuff, but.
And only 10 months to do it. So
yeah,
I think too.
Exactly.
I think to put that entire thing together in 10 months and also do all the changes that they did to their trails. Yeah, like, I think it's very impressive and I can't wait to see what they do next year now that they already have the big sets built, because they can just add and make it more and more and more.
And I'm sure they will get feedback from everybody about that. So, which will be
because
great.
I just want to like really make it clear, if you haven't been to Sir Henry's and you haven't watched vlogs, the sets in here are huge. There's, I think, six sets that you either drive into or park in front of.
Yep.
And they are all massive. And the fact that they put that together in 10 months with the very, very small crew that they have just blows my mind.
I know. It's fantastic.
I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. And just like you said, now that it's set, you know, they can add and maybe make it bigger. Who knows? So
it's just going to be like next year, I think. Like, this was a great first start, but next year they're just going to it's going to be crazy, I think.
Oh, I agree. Oh, and I can't wait for the Christmas one.
Oh, I know.
I love the Christmas one.
I will say that the hayride on the night it rained was very funny because all the hay bales melted.
Oh, no.
So by the time we got there, they're like, good luck. And we all just kind of sat, and halfway through the hayride, one of my friends just kind of fell off her hay bale.
And I think that was my favorite thing. It's like, oh, hey, get in the cart. And we're actually sitting on hay bales.
It's
this is
real
great.
Hay.
It is. Overall, guys, if you can get to Sir Henry's, please do it. Support these guys. They are fantastic. They put on a fantastic event. It doesn't matter that we're going for media or whatever. This event is just super, super, super fantastic. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's why I've already been back three more nights since. I love it. It helps that I'm local-ish. It's about 30 minutes for me to get there, but yes, I love it.
Yeah. It's a little further for me. It takes me a little over 2 hours and stuff. Yeah. So. So we have some other notes because, you know, Liz is saying, try the corn dogs.
The corn dogs are amazing.
I'm not a corn dog fan, so I'm going to let you just explain that the corn dogs are fantastic.
Yes. If you love fair corn dogs, hand dipped corn dogs, get the corn dogs. You won't be disappointed.
There you go. And then once again, we really do want to say a big thanks to Sir Henry's for inviting us out for their media night. We love supporting them and pushing them out. Because they are just fantastic.
Yep. The real deal.
The real deal. I love local haunts.
The best.
Yes. So that was our experience at Sir Henry's. Hopefully you guys get to go out there. Like I said, make sure you are getting your tickets online beforehand, because that's the only way you can get your tickets and make reservations and all that kind of good stuff. So Liz is going to take over this next part. I'm going to jump in when I can, but you know, I just have you all know Liz put these notes together and she just wanted you to know that Ash and Tim are lame and never made plans and we did not get out to Howl Scream Tampa and Busch Gardens.
Yep.
So we, me and Ash apologize. No, you know what? Forget Ash. I'm not apologizing for him. I'll apologize for me. You know, obviously getting out to Tampa is a little further, you know, that's like 2.5 hours for me.
You know, I have a guest room. You could have stayed.
Yeah, I know. I know. We'll figure it out. We still got time. Maybe I can sneak a night in over there. but I'm going to let you talk about Howl Scream Tampa. And, you know, I'll jump in when I can.
Yeah. So I attended Howl Scream Tampa. I wasn't positive I would end up going this year because I have been the past few years. And if you are familiar with this event, they do repeat houses. And so this year there was only one new house. I was trying to get Ash and Tim to go because they haven't been in years. So it would have been all new to them. But sadly, it was just me and my friends.
Lame. We're just lame.
Yep, they're just lame. But the night we went was a Saturday. So it was very busy. It was a Saturday in October, so already busy. If you're able to go early in the season and basically any night that's not Saturday, it's pretty reasonable to go through the houses and not have long waits. But a Saturday is when we were available. So I only did two of the houses, but I've done all of the houses before. So
nice. How many houses are at Howl Scream Tampa?
There's five right now.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's low. They used to have at least six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've dropped. But we'll start with Witch of the Woods. We'll just kind of go around in order of the park. So I'll switch this up a little bit. But we started with Witch of the Woods. This was the third year that it's been at the event. And it's the third year I have gone through the house. Was it third year? I think it's third. It's either third or fourth. But I have done it every single year. So I've seen each version of it. Because it was a Saturday, they weren't pulsing. Sometimes if it's not so busy, they will pulse, but they were not. So we had to go through in a little bit of a conga line, not as bad as Horror Nights, but still a good house. I know you haven't seen this one. It's going to be a little bit of spoilers for you.
It's all good. It's fine.
But this one goes through the former panda exhibit, which if I was alive for the pandas, I don't remember them. So it's been a very long time since they've had pandas there, but it already has a beautiful building to it. So they just have made this part of it. And there's a trail you walk through at the beginning. It's all plants. So it's very scary. Lots of, you know, people hiding in bushes to start off. But a good version of it, still had quite a few actors in it. A lot of good scares. The girls behind me got wrecked by some bungee scares because Busch Gardens love their bungees.
Nice.
It was still really good. My only complaint is that it's called Witch of the Woods, and I don't think there were any witches in this house. I think it was kind of Blood Moon cult-like, but not a single witch.
Okay.
They were all talking about the witches, but didn't say a single witch. Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
But decent.
All right. Cool.
So if you were walking a loop around the park, the next house would have been the Forgotten Uprising, which is the vampire house. Okay. This is its third year at the event, and it was my least favorite of the five there just from previous years. And that queue is absolutely miserable if there's a line, because it's through the old Tidal Wave queue that was built in probably the 70s when they didn't build queues very large. So we skipped that one. But we did ride Tigress, which was right there. That was fun.
Okay.
We also rode Iron Gwazi, also fun.
Nice.
Yes. Then next up would have been the Residence Home for the Holidays. This is its second year as the Christmas theme. I believe it's either the third or fourth year as the residence, but they turned it into a Christmas house last year. So again,
this would definitely be one of the ones I want to go through.
Oh, it's
There's two on this list that I have to get through. So
yes.
Maybe I need to try and find time to get over there.
It is fantastic. It is the comedy house for sure. Very like Krampus comedy vibes, without a doubt.
I love it.
Last year they had Santa spieling. He had a microphone. He could say whatever he wanted to you.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if he was back this year, but I assume so. And
hopefully.
Again, this was over an hour wait when we went by it. So since we've already done it, we skipped it. But if you're going to the event, highly recommend that one. That one is really funny.
Before you go any further, do they have a front of the line or some kind of express? Okay. Just
it
making
was,
sure.
We looked into it. It was $150 a person for this night. Yeah.
And our tickets, beefy right there.
Our tickets in were only $67. So,
oh my God. What?
Yeah.
So you're talking almost more than double.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay.
So for us, we did front of the line last year because my brother-in-law was visiting and he hadn't been through all the houses. So we did front of the line. It was not that much per person that night, but we did it last year. But this year, like all of us had gone through all the houses except for the new one. So we just were like, okay, we'll be okay.
Okay.
So yeah. But they do have it and it is very convenient. I mean, it does send you straight. There's not a wait. It's not like Horror Nights. If you get the front of the line, you just walk basically straight into the house.
Right.
And they do have one that includes the roller coasters too. That's even more money. So if you want for the line, for the roller coasters and the houses, I think that one was maybe 180.
Man, talk about trying to make your money, huh?
Oh, yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. So the next one would have been Stranglewood Estate. This is in its second year.
And this is the second one that I really want to go through.
Yes, you have to. Yeah. Again, this line was over an hour, so we did not do it. But I was very sad about this one because this was my favorite house last year of any event. I loved it.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're saying this one, like, even like HHN?
Like, it's, I don't think it could beat Dead Man's Pier for me.
Okay.
But scenically, it was darn close. There were some scares in here that I will not tell you because it is so creative. I do not want to spoil it for you.
That's
but there were some scares in here that blew my mind that I've never seen Horror Nights do. Yes.
Really? Impressive. Okay. Now I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that was a really good house. Nice. We were very sad about this one. We did try to check back a second time and it was still, still too long. But that brings us to the new house, the brand new house for 2023, which is D.H. Bagham's Circus of Fear.
You mean Dr. Oddfellow?
Very close. But dare I say, better?
Did you just say that?
I sure did.
Ooh, all right. Come on, let's hear it. Let's
Dr. Oddfellow Who?
Oh my God. Okay.
So this one, I don't know if it's just because it's in a hidden corner and people that aren't familiar with Busch Gardens didn't know where it was, but everything else was an hour plus and this one was all basically a walk-on. So we're like, I mean, cool. We were prepared to wait for this one and I think we waited maybe 10 minutes for it.
That's awesome.
But the facade, walking into it, which you're allowed to film in the houses in Busch Gardens and SeaWorld for Hallow Scream. They don't care if you film.
That's awesome.
So you can watch walkthroughs of this online. Don't spoil it for yourself if you're going. But if you want to see the facade for it, so cool. Nice. You walk through some of the outdoor portion and you go in and then it feels scenically like you were legitimately walking through a circus because there's some parts inside, some parts outside.
Nice.
The sets are beautifully done.
Nice.
There is a scene that is almost identical to the finale scene of Oddfellow where he's up on that platform. It's a very similar scene. And this is more going through the different carnival characters and you get to see more scenes based on, you know, a contortionist or, you know,
That's awesome.
The bearded lady and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But each person has their own stage and their own scene and there's dressing rooms and it's just beautifully done. I was very impressed. And the good news is that when you have a brand new house at Busch Gardens, you'll see it again. So it will be there next year.
Nice.
And honestly, between Witch of the Woods a few years ago, Stranglewood Estate last year, and now the Circus of Fear this year, if this is the direction that Hallow Scream Tampa is going, I won't mind if they only add one new house a year if they're putting this much detail and work into it.
Sure.
Because
for sure
it's solid.
Question for you. Did you do this house during the day or did you get it at night?
No, we did at night.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like as much as, you know, it's different at HHN because nothing is outside.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you go to, you know, whether it's in Orlando or in Tampa, there is stuff outside.
Yes.
And I feel like you have to do that through like at nighttime.
Oh yeah.
It's just a different vibe and a different feel.
Well, and this one has so much lighting to it that I can't imagine going through it during the day.
Okay.
Same with Witch of the Woods. You would not want to go through Witch of the Woods during the day because so much of that first part of the trail is through outdoor pathways, through like bushes and stuff, that if it was daytime, you'd see everything. But very well done.
All right. So would Mr. D.H. Bagham's Circus of Fear be your favorite house?
Yeah.
From this event this year?
Yeah. I think Stranglewood could have had a battle with it if I'd gotten to go through it again, but I was very impressed with Circus of Fear. That was nice. Very well done.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right. You want to talk about the zones?
Yeah.
Actually, before we get into the zones, I hear there is not a lot going on in these zones.
I would beg to differ.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was just opening weekend. Maybe it's just what I've seen, but I've heard, I heard some rumors that, like, you know, there was just some stuff not going on.
Oh yeah. So, I had a good night for mine.
All right, good.
So
all right.
Maybe they need a little more time. Yeah. So I'm going to come back to the new one because there, everything else, well, we got two new ones. I'm going to skip back. So I'm going to skip back to the junkyard. This one's been there for 3 years, I believe. Okay. We didn't actually do it this night because we walked past it to go do Iron Gwazi before the park closed. But if you're going to the park, this one is a must-see. It's off the path. You have to choose to walk through it. But it is full of props and pieces from former years of Hallow Scream. There's a bunch of actors in there. They usually have shovels to do sparks or leaf blowers to blow your hair around. It's a really, really good scare zone. I'm kind of sad we didn't walk through it because I usually really enjoy it. Sure. But that one's like right up at the front of the park. So,
okay, cool.
The other thing I like is for Beyond the Veil, there's another one that's missing on here. There's Beyond the Veil, and then there is a werewolf zone.
So there's six zones.
Yeah, because I don't remember what the werewolf one was called.
Okay.
But, I think it's the Shortcut. So Beyond the Veil and Shortcut were repeat zones, but they moved them to new locations. So that was fun because it made them more fresh.
Nice.
So Beyond the Veil, really cool. Like a black light zone, very neon, fairies.
Okay.
Mothman. Okay.
Yep.
And this is a perfect spot for it because one of the best things that Busch Gardens does is they hide their bungees in bushes. Oh my God, you're walking through and all of a sudden they just hit a trigger and a bungee person just comes flying out of the bushes at you. It's amazing. And so perfect usage of that in Beyond the Veil. Really, really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Raven's Mill is their scarecrow scare zone, which same spot as last year, but I mean, the props, it's a long scare zone and they have full props in there. They have chainsaws, they have scarecrows, stilts, everything.
You know how I feel about scarecrows.
So. You would love this zone. Nice. You really would. Last year I spent some time camping in it. This year we just kind of cruised through, but it is very well done.
Awesome.
Let's see. Then next up would have been the Shortcut, which is the werewolf zone. Again, really good use of space. It's very short. It's a very small zone, but they had the fog pumping, the lights were in there. They had the shovel scares to make the sparks. I thought it was very well done.
Cool.
So the new ones, we have Big Ed's Demolition Derby. I will say, barely saw this one. We cruised through. It is tied in with the bumper cars. They've done like zombie bumper cars before. I assume that's what this one is. They put scare actors in the bumper cars. So you get to do the bumper cars.
I want to do bumper cars with scare actors. I think that'd be fun.
It's hilarious. You have to do it at least once if you're doing Busch Gardens Hallow Scream.
Don't some of them go on the roller coasters too?
They used to.
Okay.
I don't know that they're doing that this year, but they have done that in the past.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But this year, as far as I know, it's just the bumper cars, but it's hilarious to watch. Even if you don't get in line to do it, just watch it. Watch the zombies like trying to chase people.
Do they get in with you or do they get into their own cars and they're trying to?
They're in their own car, but they're chasing you down with the bumper cars and like scaring people. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Awesome.
We cruised through there, but there was a guy with a megaphone spieling and it looked like a fun one, but we were on a mission.
I gotcha. I get it.
But by far, the best zone was the new Sin City Zombies. Oh my goodness. They built full on sets for this where it looks like a Las Vegas motel. They have the giant Vegas sign. They have.
Do they really? That's awesome. Yeah.
They have the Vegas sign that's all like collapsed on its side, all lit up. They have their showgirl zombies. There's, you know, normal just like guys in suit zombies. And then there is Elvis zombie. Zombie Elvis.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. There to that take just, pictures.
So that good. Wins just right there because of the Elvis zombie. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's really, really good. The sets on it, nice. Amazing. So yeah, I big props to them for that one. I thought that was a great addition.
Awesome. So this was your by far your favorite zone then? The Sin City?
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. So now we've done the houses and zones. They do have shows. Did you get to any?
Nope. All right. Ran out of time, but we rode the roller coasters instead.
Sometimes you just have to, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do? You did Iron Gwazi, Tigress, and Cobra's Curse?
Yeah. I was not brave enough to do Falcon's Fury. I've done Falcon's Fury before, but did not do that this time.
Okay. Falcon's Fury, that's just like the drop, right?
Yeah, the giant drop tower.
And then but it also spreads you like it.
It points you to the ground.
Yeah. 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 I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I have done it before, but I most often choose not to.
You are a very brave soul.
Iron Gwazi is
no
enough.
Way in hell. Yeah. And how is Iron Gwazi?
Oh, Iron Gwazi is amazing. Nice. If you are a coaster enthusiast, wait for it. It's worth the wait. I think we waited 45 minutes for it. Worth it. It is
nice.
You will have no idea what happened to you. When it ends, you're like, where am I? Who am I? What did I just ride? But it's amazing.
I'm not a huge roller coaster fan, but I really want to ride Cobra's Curse.
Cobra's Curse is a blast. It has no business being as fun as it is. And yet it is amazing.
I love it.
I thought it was just going to be a kid's ride, but it's not. It is a blast.
Yeah. I've watched so many POVs of that mm-hmm. I was like, I need to ride this thing.
Yep. That's why I tell everyone if they're going to ride Guardians of the Galaxy at Epcot, it's a combo of Space Mountain and Cobra's Curse together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's it. I mean, that's Howl's Scream Tampa. Yeah. Sir Henry's as well. Are we doing any other haunts? Are you going anywhere else?
Yeah, I believe that I will be attending Howl's Scream Orlando. I was supposed to attend back in September and some plans changed. So I believe I am going to Howl's Scream Orlando during the final week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm not sure if I'm attending any other haunts, but I will be at Spooky Empire. And I will be covering that for us for the podcast as well while I'm there. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm really debating. So Nick Frost is going to be there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, do I want a picture or do I want him to sign my Shaun of the Dead pop of him? So yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah, I was very excited because that only got announced like not that long ago. And I was like, oh, man. But there are so many people that are going to be there. Unfortunately, I just saw that Tom Savini had to cancel.
Oh.
Somebody else. I can't remember.
There's always those last minute cancellations.
It always happens. I know that. So, I mean, that is it. That is our wrap up for these two haunts.
Yeah.
Liz, you just talk forever, so I'll do this myself.
Thank you.
Where can people find us, Tim? Oh, hey, I'm so glad you asked. We are at RIP Tour Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Threads we never use, but it's there. We have a Discord, and then we have merch on our Spreadshirt. I'm hoping we're going to add a couple more shirts because there's a couple more shirt ideas that we came up with.
We've been mentioning them.
Yeah, I really, really think we need to do that. And our newest member, Jason, has come up with some pictures of them already. So keep your eyes peeled because I have a feeling we are going to put them out. I think we have to.
I should hope so.
Yeah. Two in particular. I'm not going to give it away yet until we decide that, yes, we're going to do this. But I promise you the two that are going to come are just absolutely hilarious. Oh my god. And anyway.
Just a whole lot more Horror Nights to go.
I know. I mean, what's today? I don't even know what date it is. The 16th?
It is 16th. The 16th.
So we have
three
more weeks going. So I'm going to assume Liz, you will be there a bunch more times.
Yeah, I think I'm going to break my record. I'm either going to tie or break my record this year.
What is your record?
My record is 17 nights.
17 nights
in 2021. I hit 17 nights.
That is awesome. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to shoot for like 14 or 15.
All right. That's still admirable. Considering you don't live in Orlando. That's the thing. Neither one of us live in Orlando. So this, correct. You know, be impressed, people.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, I have a lot of things going on in my life right now. One of these days I'll explain it to you guys, but I'm in school. I'm also doing an apprenticeship while I'm working a full-time job. So it is just absolutely nuts. So any free time I have, I'm usually at HHN or I'm sleeping because I'm so damn tired. But that's it. That's all we got for this episode. I can't believe we finished. I can't believe we did this.
We did it.
We podcasted.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Look at us go. This is crazy. I think we're going to probably do some more episodes. We were very lucky. We went out and did the Six House tour behind the scenes for HHN. So I think we are going to sit down and just talk about that as well for another episode coming up. Obviously, once we get to the end of the event, I don't want to talk about that.
No, let's not.
But we will do our rankings. That is always us a fun show compared to our hype list and where our final rankings will end.
Oh, and that one's going to be entertaining for sure.
Oh, 100%. I cannot wait. Because I already know. You already know the argument we're going to go for. Yep. So, but I think at least half of us are on that train.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
you've taken Brady from me. It's the whole thing.
I was so excited and so proud of him watching your video, and when he, I was like, look at this guy talking about it being in his upper four, and I'm like, my guy.
You're so just sad.
So I'm so sorry. And it's funny because he was at the beginning. He was with you. He was like, no, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. He was my buddy.
I know. So sorry. I'm very sorry. I know it's different for every people. I'm just so sad that you just don't like it as much as me and Ash do.
I know.
It's okay.
We'll see. We'll do a poll once we've gotten through the whole rankings and see where everyone else lands.
Correct. We all agree that there is one house that is just and then the other nine you could rank 1 through 9, and I'm not going to be mad. It doesn't matter because it's just personal preference.
Correct.
The other nine houses are they're all solid. You know, like I said, this year I could see where the money went. It was definitely the houses. The zones this year, I think, are a little lackluster, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into that another time. So, but that's it. You got anything else before we get out of here, Liz?
That's it for me.
Yeah, that's all I got too. All right, everybody. We'll see you in the fog, I'm sure. And we'll see you at the next episode. Or we'll see you. We'll talk to you in the next episode. I don't know
what's podcast.
Let's just podcast. We're going. All right, everybody. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.